This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, July 22, 2008. The grace of God's presence. The scripture is Matthew 10, verse 29. Not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. At some point, every person experiences suffering in his or her life. C.S. Lewis, who wrote extensively on what he called the problem of pain, claimed that suffering is in some ways harder for believers than unbelievers. The reason, he suggested, is that believers must reconcile their suffering with their faith in a good and loving God. This is a dilemma that unbelievers obviously do not need to address. In today's Bible reading, Jesus seems to indicate that a sparrow dies when God has willed it to die. The original Greek text, however, does not mention the will of God here. It simply says, literally, "Not one sparrow will fall to the ground without your Father." In an attempt to make more sense of this, translators added a reference to God's will. But perhaps the original reading is better. It assures us that God does not ultimately intend for us to suffer and that He is graciously present with us in all the painful experiences we go through. Sparrows and all other living creatures will eventually suffer and die. But as Luke's recording of this teaching puts it, the comforting news is that not one sparrow is forgotten by God. Trusting in God will not solve all the mysteries of His will, but it does confirm the grace of God's presence. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, help all who are suffering to know that You are with them. Use us to show them Your love. We pray in the name of Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.